Extreme 98.3, The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, Zach here with your daily dish now for Tuesday on the Best Mix in the Morning show. LeVar Burton says it will hurt if he isn't named the permanent host of Jeopardy. After a social media campaign, the actor landed a guest spot on the game show coming up in July, but he's letting producers know he wants to stay. In an interview with the New York Times Magazine, he was asked how tough it would be for him if he doesn't get the job. Burton said, quote, "It will hurt, I'm not going to lie, but if that happens, I will get over it, I'll be fine. Remember, everything happens perfectly and for a reason. That's my default. It's all going to be okay because it always is," he says. The Star Trek The Next Generation actor and Reading Rainbow host is set to guest host Jeopardy between July 26th and July 30th. Actor Jason Sudeikis and his Ted Lasso co-star Keeley Hazel are officially dating. An insider confirms to People magazine that the two, who also co-starred together in Horrible Bosses 2, have been seeing each other. The source adds they've been dating for a little while now. They're just having fun. It's nothing serious at this point. Jason and Keeley were also photographed together in New York City for the first time. This is Jason's first public relationship since splitting from longtime partner Olivia Wilde last year. And there's a new set of voices coming forth to support Britney Spears. Brit's infamous ex, Kevin Federline, has finally spoken up, and he wants whatever's best for Britney. His lawyer issued a statement saying, quote, "It doesn't matter how positive of an effect a conservatorship has had, if it's having a deleterious effect or detrimental effect on the state of her mind. Kevin feels the best thing for his children is for their mother to be happy, and healthy." Britney and Kevin have two sons together, 15-year-old Sean and 14-year-old Jaden. Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn, also spoke out. She said she supports Britney in whatever she wants to do and made clear she's not living off her conservatorship. She said, quote, "I have nothing to gain or lose either way. The situation doesn't affect me either way because I'm only her sister who's concerned about her happiness." And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.